More information now on what we're describing as the not-so-great escape this morning. Almost 500 prisoners escaping from a jail in southern Afghanistan, Kandahar. Many of those fled were Taliban insurgents, and there's a manhunt, according to the governor of Kandahar province, to get those 470 or so former prisoners back into custody. Joining us now is Alyssa Johansson Rubin, the Kabul bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Alyssa has just returned to Kabul from Kandahar. Alyssa, did you need a tunnel to get out of Kandahar?
No, there are planes. There are planes.
So describe this.
It was an audacious undertaking by the Taliban.
What details do we know this morning? The government spokesman is reacting with a pretty sort of sad resignation here. The government really seems powerless in this instance. Am I wrong?
I think that's right. I mean, I think there are a whole variety of questions that have rapidly come up about, you know, what security was like in the prison, to what extent international monitors or mentors who worked in the prison were able to really know what was going on. There is enormous surveillance in Kandahar by the NATO coalition, including the sort of blimp that they have over the city, which is supposed to, you know, which does really see everything, but somehow didn't notice 500 people leaving the prison. Now, of course, they didn't leave all at once. They left in, you know, small groups. They, you know, came out through this tunnel. We do know the tunnel was almost just a little less than a kilometer in length, they're saying about 900 or so meters. It seems that it was in one of the cells, and almost all the people who escaped were people who were being held on national security grounds, meaning they were Taliban, believed to be Taliban, sort of accomplices or active fighters, or in fact Taliban commanders. I think we still don't have a very clear picture about how many were commanders and how many might have been lower level people. But they went down this hole, which led about this kilometer, and came up completely outside the prison. It went under the main Kabul-Kandahar highway and came out in a house, which apparently is currently unoccupied. I mean, there's no family there. It was used as a sort of business, supposedly.
We're talking with Alyssa Johansson Rubin, who's the Kabul bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Before we go, Alyssa, is this an example of the triumph of low-tech cooperative energy on the part of a lot of individuals who quietly spoke among themselves?
I think probably it was a small group who masterminded it, and everybody else just knew to not say anything about anything suspicious going on, and then they filed out. I think these things can't work if too many people know about them, probably.
And certainly it eluded the high-tech surveillance that Alyssa Johansson Rubin described is going on in Kandahar. A reporting there live from Afghanistan about almost 500 prisoners which escaped from a jail in southern Afghanistan, all believed to be, or most believed to be, Taliban insurgents. Alyssa, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.